Bray head coach Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, defeat tonight, victory last night. Are you happy pre-season overall so far?
Yeah, obviously I'm just concerned with the injuries right now. You know, it's the last thing you want when you come out of these things. But obviously we got some things to work on, penalty kill and whatnot. But it was a good workout. You know, we did some good things, we did a lot of bad things. But all in all, you know, it's been a good exhibition season so far with one more to go.
Gee, Rosehill took a particularly bad one at the end there. Any progress on how he's doing?
Yeah, him and Kyle Wharton will go to the hospital here and get some x-rays. We're hoping it's just a bad cut for Rosie and just a bone bruise for Kyle, but we'll see here in the next 24 hours what comes out of that.
Now, you talk about the game defeat in the end, but can you take positives from it?
Of course. I mean, you sit here and dwell on anything in an exhibition. You know, we battled back at 4-1. We looked dead in the water, and we came back and... You know, and special teams were the difference. You know, their power play was on fire tonight, and they connected, and we made some mistakes on that we can easily correct, and positional mistakes that are highly correctable. But yeah, you know, all in all, I thought Daniel Osberg had a great game. I thought Cody Carlson played hard. You know, but we are starting to identify, you know, areas that we feel we need to improve, areas we're strong on, and. You know, it's a long, long process, and we're kind of right at the start of it.
Are you glad you've got the two games in quick succession out the way? I mean, you obviously it helps with the fitness as well.
Yeah, you know, and it's good to get guys on the ice. It's good to get guys, you know, quality ice time that may not see as much of it during the year. And good to look at some combinations. You know, we didn't make a ton of movement. Obviously, Haywood playing up on the right wing is out of position for him. Mm-hmm. You know, with the inclusion of Ulmer, Becca Baldwin, who's a stay-at-home big defenseman, you know, we're definitely missing that right now. But we'll kind of keep plugging away here, and then hopefully these visas get turned around and these guys get in early week. But it's frustrating waiting, but it is what it is. So, I thought a little Callum Boyd, you know, I thought he showed what he can bring and a lot of energy. And, you know, once that Boyd, McKenzie, Haywood line gets together, I think they're going to be dangerous. They paired up today and put some good pressure on in a couple shifts. So a lot of good things, obviously a lot to work on. But all in all, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's not the worst day I've been around.
You mentioned Callum Boyd there. Jordan Wesser got some ice time as well up against someone like Matt Nickerson. How do you feel he did?
Yeah, you know, he did well. He's going to be a good kid. You know, you got to remember he's 16, so we got to make sure we're putting him in okay situations. But we got him out there quite a bit, you know, over the last two games, and I thought he handled the ice time well. You know, we rotated a center, obviously, with Ulmer being out. We had to rotate. We only had the 11 going, but yeah, I thought they did well. I thought he's, you know, obviously he's pretty raw, pretty young. He's got a lot to learn, but you know, he's a good little project we have here.
Next game, Dundee on Thursday. More turnarounds, do you think, in terms of personnel?
Well, like I said, we'll see where we're at here. You know, we don't want to be going into any game with 4D men at this stage. So hopefully Kyle's not too bad, and hopefully Baldwin can get in. Probably get some Rusty some time in the net in Dundee. We'll just kind of keep growing and hopefully be better than we were tonight and gear up for that all-important game on Sunday.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks.